Receiving the correct pay is one of the fundamental employment rights you have in place. That's why it's important to check that you are getting yours. You're listening to the Employment Rights Online podcast, where we discuss everything employment rights and the job. Hi there. In this week's episode, we finalise our look at the National Living Wage and the National Minimum Wage after providing you with the new hourly rates in our podcast episode last week. Our focus this week is on companies who fail to pay the correct minimum wage despite the 1998 Minimum Wage Act, which enshrines the employment right of every worker to be paid at least those minimum rates of pay. Now, you may think that all employers as a rule would just pay the correct hourly rate to their workers, who are some of the lowest paid workers in the UK. But you would be wrong. Every year, central government names and shames companies and employers who fail to pay the correct wages to their workers. And here, we're using workers to include every type of worker status. The list of shame usually comes out just after living wage and minimum wage rates go up, and the list usually relates to companies and employers who broke the law in previous years. And that's the reason why we put the list out just after the minimum wage rates come out in April, because we're not referring to last year, we're referring to previous years. So this year's list was published on the 21st of June 2023, and shockingly, the list of shame was no different to previous years, with over 200 employers named by government in 2023 for failing to pay their lowest paid staff the minimum wage. And the figures of underpayment are quite staggering, ranging from the highest underpayment to staff of over £1 million for just over 17,000 staff members to the lowest underpayment of just over £500 to one member of staff. Just let that sink in. For a worker to lose £500 in a year when you are already on the lowest hourly rate in the country is truly staggering, given the amount of information there is for employers about minimum wage rules. And lots of that information we've reported in our own podcasts. When the figures on the list were analysed, 202 employers were ordered to repay their workers and also faced penalties of nearly £7 million after their minimum wage breaches left 63,000 workers out of pocket. And those 63,000 workers were left out of pocket by almost £5 million in wages because their employers, 202 of them, failed to pay the correct minimum wage in a clear breach of the law. It's well known that the government takes a dim view to employers who fail to pay the correct minimum wage, but that does not seem to prevent employers from falling foul of the law every year. What is shocking about this year's list of companies is that the list again contains major high street brands who have the resources to apply the law correctly. The list also contains small businesses and sole traders. And in prosecuting these employers, the message is clear from government that no employer in the UK is exempt from paying their workers the statutory minimum wage, whether that's the living wage or the minimum wage. And most countries have similar legislation. So all you need to do is look up minimum wage regulations in your respective countries to see what the rules are for the rates you should be paid and what you need to do if you are not paid those rates. The then Minister for Enterprise, Markets and Small Business, Colin Hollenrake, said at the time, paying the legal minimum wage is non-negotiable and all businesses, whatever their size, should know better than to shortchange hard-working staff. He said most businesses do the right thing and look after their employees, but we're sending a clear message to the minority who ignore the law, pay your staff properly or you'll face the consequences. The businesses named in today's list, meaning June 2023, have since paid back what they owe to their staff and have also faced penalties. And then, when we examined the data, we learned that the investigation by His Majesty's Revenues and Customs, HMRC, which produced the 2023 list, looking at businesses who failed to pay the correct rates of minimum wage, well, that list only relates to companies who failed to pay, get this, between the years of 2017 and 2019. That's how far behind we are with HMRC investigations. And when we looked at the data, some of the breaches in the 2023 list stretch back as far as 2013 and were prosecuted in 2017. Because remember, if you report a minimum wage breach in 2024, then a HMRC investigation could go back as far as 6 years to examine what the employer was doing in the previous 6 years to comply with minimum wage laws. So again, it means that we're not even up to the point of looking up breaches for 2023's minimum wage laws, where in that year, workers were given an almost 10% pay rise. And we probably won't get to know which companies failed to pay that 2023 rate for about another 4 to 5 years. That said, what we do have is data showing that employees on the 2023 list had previously underpaid their workers in the following ways. 39% of employers unlawfully deducted pay from their workers' wages. And when employers do that, you automatically force your workers below the minimum wage rates by taking money that employers are not entitled to take. 39% of employers fail to pay workers correctly for their working time, meaning some employers likely charged workers for travelling to additional sites, thereby not including time that the company should have paid for, or not paying their workers the correct overtime rates. And then finally, 21% of employers paid the incorrect apprenticeship rate. And we say, really? To this last point, because apprentices are the lowest paid workers with the lowest hourly rate of all. So there should be no excuse for paying this rate. The minister went on to say that whilst not all minimum wage underpayments are intentional, there is no excuse for underpaying workers. So what are the shocks on this year's list? Well, what the list shows is that failures to pay stretch across all parts of the UK, from big cities to small towns. And also, it takes in companies and employers that should know better. On the list this year are companies like WH Smith, Lloyds Pharmacy, Marks and Spencers and Argos. There are employment agencies on the list who absolutely should know better. There are hotels on the list. TfL, Transport for London, is on the list. There are big car showrooms on the list. You'll find gyms on there, nail salons on there. You'll also find car washes, day nurseries and hairdressers on the list. It seems no employment sector is immune from not following the law. Now, if you're interested, you can download a full copy of the list from the show notes where you're listening to this podcast. Just scroll to the end of the show notes and you'll see the link in the notes. Check the list out to see if your company or a company of someone you know is on the list. It's important because everyone is entitled to a national minimum wage by law. And that's it for this week. Our takeaways for this week are that it is important to check your pay rate. This year, similar to last year, there has been a major change in the way in which the national living wage and the national minimum wage has been worked out, because for the first time, the national living wage is now payable to all workers aged 21 and older. And that is a 2-year age drop from 2023, when the living wage was only payable to workers aged 23 and over. So this year, it's even more important for you to be vigilant and to check your pay slips and to ask your family members, especially younger workers, to listen to the last 2 podcasts and check their wage slips to make sure you are all being paid the correct hourly rate from April 2023 because of the big near 10% pay rise, and from the 1st of April 2024 because of the age change. Because both these 2 major changes are likely to catch out many more employers. If you need help with wage queries or help with organising your thoughts into a complaint, you can download our Employment Rights Online checklist of 15 smart actions you can use to help you challenge unfair and illegal treatment at work. You'll find the link to that checklist in the show notes for this episode. If you need help with national minimum wage queries or with any other employment rights matter you may have, you can find all our support links at the bottom of the show notes for this episode. And if you would like to book a consultation with us to look at bullying or abuse, which you may be suffering at work, or any other employment rights concern you may have, you can email us at employmentrightsonline@gmail.com. Alternatively, you can go directly to our consultations booking page using our consultations link, which is also in the show notes. Finally, remember you can help us by sharing our podcast information with your family, friends and colleagues, and by leaving us a review on iTunes or a rating on Spotify if you enjoy our podcasts. Until next week, have the best employment rights week that you can. Bye for now.